From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Leanne Hansen. And joining us from the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, is our own puzzle master, Will Shortz. Hi, Will.
Hi, Leanne.
How's it going?
It's going great. We have a record turnout, almost 500 contestants this year at the championship. And CNN has invited the winner and me to appear on CNN Sunday night for an interview. The show is at 10 o'clock Eastern time.
Oh, well, we'll have to tune that in. Well, it sounds like you're having a wonderful time. I was there last year, and I regret that I'm not there this year. So I guess I'll just have to satisfy myself by playing our puzzle on the radio. And the only way we can do that is for you to repeat the challenge that you gave out last week. What was it?
Well, I said take the phrase Supreme Court, rearrange these 12 letters to get another familiar two-word phrase that names what you are if you're like more than 60% of Americans. What is it?
Now, I remember last week I said the answer, it might scare me, but I think it doesn't. Why don't you tell us
what it
is?
Well, I hope you are a computer user.
I certainly am. Well, we received about 1,700 correct entries, and our randomly chosen winner is Ed Rush from Los Osos, California. Hi, Ed.
How are you doing?
I'm well. Now, where is Los Osos?
It's near San Luis Obispo, about halfway between San Jose and Los Angeles.
I know San Luis Obispo. I was there not too long ago doing an event and my first visit. Quite beautiful town. It's one of the last great places, in this country.
Well, we thank you.
So, you're a big puzzle player, been a fan for a long time?
Oh, yes. I've been listening to the show for probably 8 or 10 years, only entering for about the last 5 years.
Oh, only five. Our contestant last week had been entering for 10. But, of course, you know we have so many contestants that get in on their first go, so it's nice to be able to play with a veteran. Are you ready?
Oh, I'm about as ready as I'll be.
Okay. And, Will, I would like you to meet Ed Rush and from Los Osos, California, which to me sounds like a crossword puzzle clue.
Absolutely.
And we can play.
All right. Ed and Leanne, the four rarest letters in the English language are J, Q, X, and Z. I'm going to give you some seven-letter words. You change one letter in each word to a J, Q, X, or Z to make a new word. For example, if I said billion, B-I-L-L-I-O-N, you might change the B to a Z to make zillion.
Uh-huh.
All right, number one is content, C-O-N-T-E-N-T.
Content. Oh, boy.
And I'll give you a hint on this one. Change the second N. JQX.
Oh, context.
Context, is it? Excellent. Number two is dueled. D-U-E-L-L-E-D.
Dueled. Quelled.
Quelled, is it? Excellent. Snooped. S-N-O-O-P-E-D.
Snooped. Snoozed.
Snoozed. Excellent. That was fast. Elector. E-L-E-C-T-O-R.
Elector. Ejector.
Ejector is right. Praying. P as in Peter. R-A-Y-I-N-G. I'll give you a hint. This is a hyphenated answer.
Oh.
You know, it's easy when there's no U in the word, because then you know it's not Q, right?
Yeah, if there's no U, it can't be a Q.
Boy, I'm lost on this one.
Me too.
All right, change the first letter.
Oh, hyphenated, right. X-ray.
X-raying, is it? Good. Try this one. Panamas. P-A-N-A-M-A-S.
Pajamas.
What was that, Ed?
Pajamas.
Pajamas. Oh, boy, that was fast. Coating. C-O-A-T-I-N-G.
Coating. Coaxing.
Excellent. Hmm. Plagues. P-L-A-G-U-E-S.
Ooh. Plaques.
Plaques. You're looking for the Q, that U there. Good. Dollies. D-O-L-L-I-E-S.
Jollies?
Excellent. Protect. P-R-O-T-E-C-T.
Protect. 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 Project.
Excellent. Caroled. C-A-R-O-L-E-D.
Caroled. Cajoled?
Yes. And your last one is Manimal. M-A-N-I-M-A-L. Which was a TV show some years back.
Oh, Manimal.
Right.
Yes. Maximal.
Maximal is the answer.
Ed, you're on a roll.
Got a few of them there.
Once you get the clue going, you know, it makes it a little bit easier. Yeah, you are a puzzle person, aren't you?
I love them.
I can tell. You take great satisfaction when you solve the clue. That's always great. Well, for playing our meager radio puzzle today, we're going to send you some things. You'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Reference Set with CD-ROM, which has print and electronic versions of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, and our absolutely favorite giveaway, the book The Puzzle Master Presents from Random House. Now, I know the answer to this, but we think we want to advertise to the rest of the country. Tell us your public radio station.
Well, my wife Irene and I are members of KCBX in San Luis Obispo.
Oh, we love that word, members, don't we? Absolutely.
I'll even be answering phones next week in the pledge drive.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. A volunteer, too. Well, Ed Rush from Los Osos, California, thank you so much for being our guest today.
It was my pleasure.
All right. Now, Will, what's the next puzzle our listeners can work on?
Well, this comes from our old pal, Merle Regal, who is a judge at the Crossword Championship this weekend. In fact, he has the playoff puzzle this morning. Take the name George Steinbrenner, rearrange these 18 letters to get the first and last name of a well-known actor, plus the last name of another well-known actor. Who are these people? So again, George Steinbrenner, and that's Steinbrenner. Rearrange these 18 letters to get the first and last name of a well-known actor, plus the last name of another well-known actor. Who are these people?
I should remind people that they needn't be a Yankee fan nor a Yankee foe to play this game with the name of the owner of that team. When you know the answer, please send it to us. Send it via email to puzzle@npr.org. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline is 3 p.m. Thursday, Eastern Time. Please include your day and evening phone numbers. We'll call you if you're the winner, and you'll get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master and the Grandmaster of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament in Stamford, Connecticut, where we reached him this week, Will Shorts. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Leanne.